Zig, sorry I'm late.
Yeah, you should be. Our history project isn't going to do itself.
Whoa, it's one of you, Mr. Responsibility.
I'm turning over a new leaf. What's your excuse?
Have you seen the mess outside?
What are you talking about, Chewie? There's no way that the Koreans beat Columbus to America.
Look, you can't just take Maya's side because you're still hoping to have sexual relations with her someday.
I'm not. I don't. Unless she wants that too.
Seriously.
Sorry, message received, loud and clear.
Zig just texted me.
Looks like someone's in a jam again.
Yeah, Zoe. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing.
Spoiler alert, you're still dead to me.
I know you're still upset I got your boyfriend suspended, but this is really important. Tristan, there's like people outside, way. Defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye. I'm defying gravity. And you can't pull me down. Like, if Zoe goes out there, she's gonna get hounded by questions.
You know I love you, Maya. But I've got 2 days till the most important audition of my life, and I have to practice, so vamoose.
Actually, Zoe, you'll want to hear this.
Come on. They're looking for dirt in your sexual assault trial.
I thought the judge issued a gag order.
Zoe, over here!
Hi, Sophia Rosen from BuzzLine. Would you like to comment on allegations that your sexual assault charges against Luke Baker and Neil Martin are fabricated?
Facts are clear. Those boys are guilty, and I'm gonna prove it. Any other questions?
The only thing keeping you from getting lost on our orienteering course tomorrow is this. Any ideas what it's called? Yes, Becky Baker.
Does Mr. Simpson know what's going on outside?
That's not the answer I was looking for. It's a compass.
He needs to do something. People are calling my brother a rapist.
Because he assaulted a girl.
But he didn't have sex with her. And if these lies get printed, it could impact the outcome of his trial.
Are you defending his actions?
Of course not.
So he's admitted his guilt? Apologized to Zoe? Her family?
No, not exactly. Come on, Becky's not the one on trial here.
So, let's turn our attention back to our orienteering course.
And how can you support him?
He's my brother. I can't just abandon him, right?
I want to move forward.
But she's got a very important audition this week.
For the role I've dreamed about playing since I was a little kid. I know it's bad timing, but...
No, it's good to have something else to focus on during the trial.
Okay, but it's hard to focus with all those reporters at my school. You're the lawyer on the case, isn't there something you can do?
It's tough keeping a trial like this quiet, especially when it involves a celebrity.
So my name will be all over the papers?
Not unless you give them permission to print it, which means no more talking to the press. It could influence the jury's opinion of you.
I only told the truth. Those boys are guilty.
Not until I prove it in court.
And how do we make that happen?
Well, there are no witnesses, no proof of force, which means this trial is going to come down to whose story the jury believes, yours or theirs.
Shorthand, we need to make the jury love me.
Yes.
That I can do.
Good. Let's rehearse your statement. Tell me what happened the night of the party.
I can't really say. I wasn't there when the assault took place.
Alleged assault. And if you weren't there, then you have no proof it happened.
But I talked to the victim.
Complainant.
Plus, I saw the video clips of the assault on my brother's phone.
Ixnay on the idiot phase.
Excuse me?
I had those clips expunged as evidence because they were obtained without a warrant. The prosecution can't bring them up in court.
So you're asking me to lie on the stand?
No, because I could be disbarred for that.
Okay, but even if I can't mention the video, I saw it. I know my brother hooked up with Zoe.
And we're not arguing he didn't. We're arguing Zoe consented. Let's start with an easy question. Do you know, without a doubt, that your brother assaulted Zoe Rivas?
didn't.
Mrs. Baker, I need Becky to answer.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
What'd I miss?
Nothing. The jury's just taking their seats.
Lots of women. That could work in your favor.
What am I thinking?
That I watched too much Law & Order SVU?
Yes, but no.
Then I've got Bupkis.
Perfect. I'm pressing a jury comes down to the three A's. Attire?
Which you've aced, FYI.
Thanks. Attitude, be polite and positive, and appearance, maintain a poker face.
So they can't see you sweat. Even when the scum of the earth walk into the room.
I haven't seen them since the police took them from school.
All rise.
Please state your full name for the record.
Luke Baker.
And what is your relationship to Zoe Rivas?
Zoe and I go to the same school, but we never really talked.
Until the Hollingsworth party.
Neil and I came across her in the pool house.
Were you hooked up with her?
We thought it was kind of weird that she wanted to fool around with two guys at the same time, but she's got this rep as this celebrity party girl.
So you're claiming this hookup was consensual?
Well, she never said no.
So you did not take advantage of Zoe's intoxicated state to assault her?
No.
And you did not continue to violate her while she was passed out?
Absolutely not.
What's with the furrowed brow?
Can you imagine what Zoe's going through right now? Reporters stalking her at school, people saying all sorts of things about her online. We need to do something.
How about some placards?
That's an idea.
And t-shirts. People could wear them in court to show their support.
Yeah, we could get other students to help.
And there's a whole bunch of supplies left over from Dad's campaign I can bring to the school this aft.
Great. It's a date.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun.
Fun. That's what Zoe told you she was after the night of the party.
She was a little down. She was getting over a breakup. She wanted to have a good time.
Define good time.
You know, not loose. Dance.
Hook up with boys? Frankie, did Zoe specifically say that she wanted to hook up that night? And remember, you're under oath.
Please, please, please don't say. Yes. Yeah, she did, but she was really, really, really drunk at the time.
Which is why you tried to stop her, because you knew that she'd regret it.
Yes.
Just like earlier this year when Zoe regretted having sex with a different boy at a different party. I believe his name is Drew Torres. What happened after that? Did she publicly accuse him of rape?
No, that's not what happened. You need to object. Why aren't you objecting?
Is there a problem?
Your Honor, may I request a short recess?
5 minutes.
This is a disaster.
Don't worry. I will talk to the judge. Given the circumstances, he will forgive your behavior.
Not me. You.
Zoe.
He's tanking my case, Mom.
I never said winning would be easy.
Well, right now it seems impossible. We need a new lawyer.
I'm not sure we can do that, honey.
Why not?
Because technically this is not your case. The prosecution represents the government.
So there's nothing I can do?
Honestly, stay out of court.
I want to help win this thing. I need to do something.
Trust me.
Hey, you know what always makes me feel better? A trip to the mall.
I got booted from court. I think I'm beyond retail therapy.
Okay. Look on the bright side. You have extra time to focus on your audition.
Well, people tell tales about me on the stand. I need to find a way to influence the jury.
Well, you still get to testify, right?
That won't be enough. The defense has already convinced everyone that I'm just another dumb slut.
Well, what would Gatsby do?
Hire a hitman? Take people out?
Hey, we We swore we'd never speak of season 8.
I guess she'd find a way to do some serious image rehab.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
There are like a million reporters dying to hear my side of the story.
We could hold a press conference.
The publicists at West Drive always said one-on-one was best.
I'm here with the beautiful young Zoe Rivas. Zoe, what do you want the people to know about that terrible night?
The truth. And you forgot to say talented.
That is definitely not the spot for the purple.
Yeah, well, your hand's in the way. You're get it right.
There. You're calling in the wrong spot.
Hey, thanks for doing this with me. It means a lot.
Well, Zoe didn't deserve what happened to her. People need to hear that.
Yeah.
Plus, spending time with you isn't so bad.
Oh, no. It's good to hear. Maybe when this is all over, we can, like, spend some more time together. Okay, I'm gonna go sweet talk Miss Grell and let him use the photocopier for a project.
All right.
Bye.
You're wasting your time, dude.
Man, what are you talking about? I totally have another shot.
How do you think Maya's gonna feel when you testify in court that you pretty much made out with Zoe while you guys were still together?
Okay, before we head out, I want all your cell phones in this box. We're using compasses today, not smartphones. Thank you. Thank you.
Miss Baker.
Thank you. Hey, stranger. I didn't see you on the bus.
The only seat left was at the front. I rushed straight from court.
Well, that explains the duds. Weren't you supposed to testify this afternoon?
If I was, would I be here?
True. Partners? Is what Imogen would have said if she hadn't already agreed to be mine.
Oh.
That's before I knew my bestie was available. No, sorry. The only person still solo is Drew, and I can't spend the whole day alone in the woods with him.
Did you guys, like, kiss and make up?
There was no kissing.
I don't understand. Drew's not even that cute. Besides, I want to hear everything about the trial.
You know what? It's fine. I'll go with Drew.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'll accidentally make out with him.
You say that now?
Hey.
Hey.
Want to be in charge of the compass?
Not unless you want to get lost.
I won't let her get lost.
Okay.
So I'll meet this article publisher as soon as possible.
We can have it online this afternoon.
Great. Here's my press kit. Special bio, proof pictures, standard media agreement.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that later. Right now, I want to hear your story.
Right. Well, the morning after, I woke up in the pool house naked.
No. I can get the facts from the court transcript. I want to know what you were feeling.
Maybe this isn't a good idea. I have to testify in an hour. Plus, the lawyer for the prosecution doesn't want me talking to the press, so...
The lawyer who, according to you, is tanking your case. Those boys hurt you, didn't they?
Yes.
And I need the whole story.
Okay. Where do I start?
All right, t-shirts and placards are loaded. Should probably get going if you want to be in court for Zoe's testimony.
Actually, I'll meet you in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
What? Am I in trouble or something?
No, I just wanted to talk to you.
Can it wait?
It's just... Would it be weird, like with us, Miles and I...
You still love him?
I think so.
Believe it or not, it is possible to get over my map.
Thank you.
Pretty zigging? Is she the reason you've been ignoring my calls?
No, man, I've just been super busy with family, school, and... Plus, I have a job at this restaurant now, so it's like...
I got a job for you, too.
Vince, man, I'm retired.
Then you should have moved to Florida. No one gets out that easy. Exam time's coming up and I need my soldiers in the field.
What happens if I say no?
I think you know the answer to that.
But you didn't say no, did you?
I didn't say anything. I was unconscious.
Well, then how do you know that you were assaulted by the defendants?
Because the next day at school, everybody was talking and posting pictures over social media.
How did that make you feel?
Like I wanted to crawl into a cave and never come out.
You were embarrassed?
Of course.
You didn't like your classmates calling you names?
Who would?
And you wanted them to stop?
Well, obviously.
So you told everyone that these boys assaulted you?
No. No, that's a lie.
Then why did you tell Buzzline? And I quote, "The whole school thought I was a slut. I wanted them to stop, so I said those boys assaulted me."
I didn't tell them that. That reporter must have misquoted me.
Really? Well, then maybe this transcript from Buzzline will jog your memory. Please read the highlighted portions for the court.
The whole school thought I was a slut. I wanted them to stop, so I said those boys assaulted me. Okay, I might have said these actual words, but I didn't want it to sound like this.
Just like you didn't want the kids at school saying that you had hooked up with two boys at the same time. But that doesn't mean you didn't consent to it.
You heard of the boy that cried wolf, meet the girl who cried assault.
Stop, I can't hear anymore.
So it's just one article, okay?
It's been tweeted all over.
Okay, but it's not all bad. The journalist describes you as a beautiful, talented young girl.
Obsessed with male attention.
Yeah, but that part is kind of true.
So you agree with that reporter?
Uh-oh.
God, no, Zoe, of course not. But you do care a lot about what boys think. First, my brother.
Okay, Frankie, leave me out of this,
then
okay?
Then Drew.
Plus, you were walking around that party asking if you were sexy.
So you think I'm to blame for what happened that night?
Okay, it doesn't matter what they think, just the jury.
It matters to me.
It's 10 o'clock. We're supposed to meet the bus at 7.
Okay, well, according to the map Reno gave us, the next marker should be right over there.
I don't see it. I think we're lost.
We're not lost.
Yeah, we are. We've passed the same tree like 5 times. And besides, we haven't seen anyone from our class in hours.
Kayla, have we been walking north the entire time?
According to the compass, yeah.
Which you did not adjust for declination.
Declination?
The difference between true and magnetic north. Didn't you listen to anything Prino said in class?
Honestly?
But how could you make such a big mistake?
Look, you're the one who put me in charge of the compass.
Oh, so it's my fault we're in this mess?
No, but...
And I should be the one to fix it, even if it means doing something really, really bad.
Are we still talking about orienteering?
Just give me the compass.
Look, it's getting dark. All right, we should stop for the night.
No, we need to get home. I've already caused my family enough grief by skipping court today.
Don't they send people to jail for that?
What am I supposed to do? If I don't lie on the stand, my family hates me. And if I do, I hate myself. How could someone I love do something so terrible?
You made a mistake.
A big one.
Huge. But that doesn't mean you just give up on him. My brother never gave up on me.
What would Adam do?
Talk to me. Try to understand if there was more to the story.
Even if there was, what would people think if I took Luke's side?
I won't judge anyone for trying to keep their brother around.
You are a good guy, Drew.
Right now, I'm a cold guy. So can we find some firewood?
Okay.
Sure looks like consent to me.
Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. And if I hold out, I know I can make it through. I know I can make it through.